Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that wonderful name which is above every name, the precious name of Jesus. It's good that you were able to join me tonight, and I'm thankful for the faithful listeners that I have, who some have been faithful and listening for many, many years. And if you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that you're blessed and ministered to by the word of the Lord. I've been sharing a message entitled A Promise for the Future. And of all the things that we could be anxious about, concerned, or even fearful, and that is the future, not only in terms of our own personal lives, but fear of what's happening in the world, what's happening in this country. You know, you listen to the news and you just want to go into your closet of prayer. And if you're not depressed when you're hearing the news, it's only God's grace. You know, He allows us to be able to see with spiritual eyes and understand that the things that are happening in the hours and the times in which we're living are part of His process, part of His plan. We know things are not going to improve before Jesus returns. But for those who know the Lord, the Lord says in His word that He will arise with healing in His wings, and His glory shall be seen upon us. It's perhaps the church's most glorious hour that we're living in right now and in the days ahead. So we do not have to be afraid, but that is one of our most persistent enemies. And I've been dealing with fear these last several days. What does the Word of God tell us? And we've been looking at those beautiful verses found in Isaiah, the 41st chapter. And I'm going to read just a few selections. Verse 8, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I've chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend." Verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 13, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." What comforting words those are to us, beloved, as we stay and stand in the middle of sometimes the most tremendous personal crises, some of the most difficult challenges of our entire life. What comforting words these are. Whether it's personal issues we're dealing with, whether they're, you know, it's fear of where this nation is headed, where the world is going. Some of you could be feeling very lonely tonight. You could be full of dread and fear concerning your personal future. But what does the Lord tell us? Just hold, reach out your hand to the Lord. And it says He will welcome it. He'll grasp it, saying, "Unto thee," He says, "fear not, I will help thee." And the most beautiful thing that we can note in this passage is that before He even speaks to us, He's already starting to move. He first reaches out to grasp our outstretched hand that is extended to Him in faith. And then He will speak that reassuring word. He sits upon the throne of heaven, and Jesus sits at His right hand. He intercedes for us. He hears our prayers. And whatever your crisis that you're going through right now, whatever trauma, He's right there with you, and He wants to direct personal assurance and contact to you. He wants you to know that He is with you, and He's there to help you. And beloved, what I want to share with you tonight, and perhaps we can finish tomorrow, is Have you ever thought of what it means to have God hold your hand? Beloved, you know, there's times, I don't know about you, but there's times that the most well-meaning friend cannot utter words that will really comfort you, a spouse, a loved one. Sometimes our grief, our sorrow can be so deep that there are no words that can touch us. Perhaps some of you listening to me now, you've lost a dear loved one, a spouse perhaps, someone, a child, and there are no words to express the sorrow and the loss that you feel. And sometimes the best thing we can do for someone who's mourning to such a degree is not just to speak platitudes, even though we mean well. You know, I know just how you feel when I lost my mother. Beloved, let's not presume. We don't know the depths of sorrow. You know, the words, it says in Proverbs, you know, the human heart, no one can share the sorrow of our heart. Only God knows alone what that is. But sometimes the greatest love that we can extend is just by being there. Sometimes just our presence without words can mean so much. And God understands that. That's why He reaches out to hold your hand. And that's what I'm praying tonight through this broadcast, that you will feel Him holding your hand. But also, He's not content to do just that. He's given you some literal promises in the Word. And I'd like to share some of the blessings. And there's seven areas where His mercy is extended to us. And I'd like to begin to share those. The first blessing that He shares when He holds our hand is that of salvation. And that's not just our initial salvation when we repent of our sins and declare Jesus as our Savior and Lord, but there's an ongoing, continual salvation that occurs as we walk day by day with Him. We need His saving power from the enemy, from our own, you know, fears and carnal nature. We need His deliverance. Psalm 18 and 16 declares, David said, He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. Waters, a graphic picture of utter helplessness. Have you ever been in turbulent waters, physically or spiritually? Well, you know, David was sinking amid swirling waters, battered and bruised by buffeting waves, no firm ground to stand on. And that's a picture of each one of us. There's times, I know I felt like that, and I know some of you listening might be feeling like that right now. Imagine what Peter experienced. Remember when Jesus came walking on the water in the middle of the night? And all the disciples saw Him, and they were terrified. They thought they saw a ghost. And Peter called out to Him. Don't you love Peter? He said, Lord, if that's You, tell me to come to You. And the Lord beckoned him to come. And he actually walked on the water, a total supernatural experience. But then his carnal nature, his flesh took over, and he took his eyes off Jesus. That's what happens, beloved. When we take our eyes off Jesus, we begin to be filled with all the various fears that surround us. And as he did, he began to sink. But Peter reached out a desperate hand to the Lord. He cried out, Lord, save me. Some of you might be feeling that right now. Lord, you don't even have the words to cry. Your tears are your only prayer. And God understands that. I know what it is to hurt. I know what it is to feel so alone. But our God is with us. Do you remember that beautiful old song we used to sing? We don't sing many of the hymns anymore. Isn't that a shame in our churches? But at least in many of them. But there's that beautiful hymn, Love Lifted Me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained with sin, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Beloved brother, beloved sister, your help comes from without. Your help comes from above. Your help comes from Jesus. The Word says, He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out. Psalm 18:16, He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. Immediately, the Word says, Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him. Peter was saved from perishing because the Lord reached out his hand to him. And beloved, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You might feel like you're sinking beneath the waters tonight, but Jesus is reaching out his hand to you. He's offering his complete and great and full salvation. So he gives us the first of the things he gives us, the blessings he shares is complete salvation, and he gives us security. Bless God, because you are the Lord's. No one can harm you or hurt you. This is what Jesus said in John, the 10th chapter, verse 28. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Beloved, what a glorious security is ours when Jesus reaches out to grasp us by the hand. So he gives us salvation. He gives us security. And also, how precious, he gives us his friendship. And as a pledge of love, he holds our hand in the deepest, truest friendship we could ever possibly know. What a friend we have in Jesus. There is none like him. He not only has become our Savior, now we're in a position to learn and know him as friend. Proverbs 18 and 24 says, "And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." That's none other than the Lord Jesus. Jesus himself declared to us, to his disciples, and to all of his disciples throughout all of the generations in John 15:15, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I've heard of my Father I've made known to you." Beloved, if we had nothing further to go on, how our hearts can be comforted by what I've just shared with you this night. He gives us salvation, security, and friendship. But there's yet more, and we'll have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast because my time is gone. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you're feeling all alone, if you need help from the Lord, let me give you the support of agreeing prayer. The Word advises us to do that, to pray one for another, and in so doing, we'll fulfill the law of Christ. The announcer will give you our contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.